After reviewing the work of four finalists, the Capitol Preservation Committee chose artist Michael Young to create the mural. Cheryl Brown Henderson is the youngest daughter of Reverend Oliver Brown, a plaintiff in the historical civil rights case named after him.
My role in this initially was simply to provide background information about Brown versus the Board of Education, because the committee had to put together a request for artistic proposals. So in doing so, they needed to have some historic background and narrative so the artists could get a feel for what Brown was, the people involved, and use that as a guide to develop their art, since the art is supposed to be an artist's depiction of this history.
And Henderson Brown says she likes Young's work because of its simplicity.
When you think about the general public and you think about school children, think about people visiting any sort of historic place, some of them, yes, will stand there and read word after word after word after word. They are rare. Most need to get the idea in just a matter of a few seconds. So this particular artwork encapsulated that.
She says the artwork shows a lot of early activism, an African-American educator reading to a diverse group of students who surround her, and in the background, the U.S. Supreme Court building with civil rights attorney Thurgood Marshall, who argued the case. Marshall would later become the nation's first African-American Supreme Court justice.
And then off to the right, it shows African-Americans at a commencement and then in various professional positions. And then a newspaper headline is someone that's holding school segregation ban.
Brown Henderson says this was not the first school desegregation case in Kansas.
What's unique about Kansas, unlike any other state in the union, is that there were 11 school desegregation cases argued in state Supreme Court before Brown v. Board and was argued in federal court. And it's important to note, because African Americans did this on their own even before there was and NAACP. African Americans recognize the importance of education.
She points to an 1881 desegregation case in Kansas, Tenon versus Ottawa School Board, where Elijah Tenon was one of the first African American parents to challenge school segregation through the state Supreme Court.
So every 2 years, African Americans were organizing cases. They would make their way to the state Supreme Court. Some of those cases were successful, because Kansas did not allow towns smaller than 15,000 to segregate their schools. So that's another caveat I think a lot of people are not aware of. But also, we're only talking about elementary schools.
She says most junior high and high schools in Kansas were integrated. As the founding president of the Brown Foundation for Educational Equity, Excellence, and Research, Cheryl Brown Henderson spends a lot of time educating the country about the historic case.
It's one of those things that if, you know, you say to somebody, have you ever heard of Brown versus Board of Education? They might say, oh, yeah, wait a minute. I think I've heard of that. But it doesn't go any further than that in terms of their understanding of its complexity and the length of time that it took.
Brown Henderson was born just after her father joined the team of plaintiffs for the NAACP suit. Oliver Brown did so on behalf of Cheryl's older sister, Linda, who was forced to go out of her neighborhood near a white school to a black school a walk and a bus ride some distance away.
In terms of how my family got involved, again, very simplistic, the NAACP in Topeka had decided to try again, only this time federal court and needed plaintiffs. So a large recruitment effort took place.
And in 1950, an NAACP attorney came to see her father.
Charles Scott came to our home, he'd been a friend of my father's, and asked him if he would be willing. And after some deliberation, he said yes. And he was the 10th person to join that team of 13 plaintiffs. So it's a huge backstory. Very simple. They simply wanted better for their children in terms of access.
And Brown Henderson says the mural will help to shed light on the historic landmark case in which it was established that separate education facilities are inherently unequal.
Kansas has an incredible history. Kansas was such a progressive state. You know, we've lost some of that along the way. But I think this will be a reminder about what Kansas represented for the nation and how the progress that benefited so many, not simply African Americans, but women, the women's movement, and people with disabilities, and marriage equality, and all the things that came after that are 14th Amendment issues. You know, Brown v. Board informed those. And so to me, this is kind of a beacon in a very appropriate place, the state capital of Kansas.
Cheryl Brown Henderson's father, Oliver Brown, died in 1961. but she wants to take her 95-year-old mother to see the mural once it's completed in about a year. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Echols.